Well, as we bring you coverage today from the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference in Fort Cobb, one of the speakers is Owen Mills. He's the Director of Water Planning and Management Division for the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. And as we look at water, of course, being a precious resource, Owen, what are some of the things that the state is looking at in terms of what are some of the priority areas in terms of water management?
The priorities we're looking at for long term are improving our monitoring of our state, seeing where we've had places that we in the past where we weren't able to get to before, that it's good to have. We want data that's long term. We don't want just data points. We want trends. It's important to have that. So we're looking at how and where best to place those and what are the best methodologies to do that. Besides monitoring, we have got marginal quality water are some of our issues. That's looking at ways to use water that is not fully treated to drinking standards. Some of that could be wastewater that's not fully treated to water quality or to drinking water standards, but might be used for something like irrigating golf courses or washing down trucks or something to that effect. We're also looking at ways to use water that might be too brackish in the groundwater that we could also use for irrigating or even treated. Some cities are looking at the possibility of treating brackish water or salty water to drinking water standards. It costs a little more to do that, but if water supplies are low, that may be a way to go, and there are cities that are considering that.
Right now, across the state, are there any efforts to have more towns work together? You mentioned regionalization. Is that going to start to take off with us, some of our smaller, more rural towns?
We would like to see some of that go on. I think, you know, as standards become more difficult from federal standards, drinking water standards and so forth, are getting more and more stringent as they find more and more issues to be looked at. And it's very difficult for a really small system to keep up with those. It just becomes too expensive. And also, you know, as our infrastructure ages, it's all going to need to be replaced. And that's just very, very expensive to replace, you know, long pipes and also the water treatment plants themselves, or the wastewater treatment plants, are very expensive to upgrade. So where cities and towns can find it reasonable to consolidate or to work together, at least in some way or another, share lines, share equipment and so forth, we think it's a great idea, and we hope to see that move forward.
One thing that you mentioned is the water plan, which has been in effect for a while, and there's updates from time to time. When will we get our next update on the kind of the status of the state's water supply?
The one that just came out was in 2012. We're supposed to do one every 10 years. So I'm going to guess around 2022 is when we'll probably be trying to release the next one. Right now, we're really working on implementing those. There were 8 priority recommendations and some other smaller sub-recommendations that were put forward. We want to start looking at how can we get those implemented.
And longer term, you also mentioned water for 2060, and kind of that started in 2012 with the legislature. Is that starting to take shape as an effort for the state?
Yes, it really is. It's within the circles, within the water world, our small world of water professionals that we have around the state. People are quite aware of that. We haven't gotten it as far as out to the general public as well as we'd like. Maybe as time goes on, as we start beginning more of our work at the Water Board and other agencies, we might see some general public find out about it. But definitely it's important, because the idea of the Water for 2060 is that we will use no more fresh water in 2060 than we used in 2010. And to get there, to use no more fresh water, that means we're going to have to figure ways to use less water and to use marginal quality waters. And that's going to take more than just the Water Board. That's going to take a team effort or even just state agencies. That's also going to take the different cities and rural water districts and so forth to come together.
And with the growth of Oklahoma, what is the growth in water, I guess? Are we looking at an annual basis right now?
I couldn't tell you on an annual basis, but for the 2060, looking for the next 50 years at the time, it was going to grow by about a third. So, yeah, you know, where we are talking about our biggest gains can actually just be from conserving water. Conservation is the best way, it's the cheapest way for us to get there, really. We can save so much water. There are so many things that we hadn't thought of in the past. There's also a lot of, you know, our infrastructure has to be replaced. We have, you know, some systems are losing 20, 30, even 40% of their water that they are treating. They put down through their systems and are only charging for, you know, 60% of it. That's a lot of water loss. So if we can save water there, that's a big gain.
Well, today we've been joined by Owen Mills. He's with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, one of the speakers today at the Irrigation Conference at Fort Cobb. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.